Reversing Climate Change by Russell Simmons. Introduction, a call to action. A planet in peril. The Earth, our shared home, is calling out to us. Her forests are thinning, her oceans warming, and her skies carrying the weight of our relentless emissions. The urgency of climate change is no longer a distant warning. It is a present reality. Across the globe, we are witnessing unprecedented wildfires, reducing ancient ecosystems to ash, floods displacing entire communities, and heat waves shattering records. These changes are not isolated events, but interconnected threads in a web of environmental imbalance, woven tighter by our collective inaction. The impact extends beyond nature's suffering. Economies are strained under the growing cost of disaster relief and infrastructure damage. Societies face challenges to food security, clean water access, and public health, while marginalized communities bear the brunt of environmental degradation. This is not just a crisis of the environment, it is a crisis of humanity, a test of our ability to evolve in the face of our own creation. A personal reflection, why we must act. I grew up believing in the boundless resilience of nature. The forests I played in as a child seemed eternal, the rivers immutable, and the seasons predictable. But over the years, I watched those same landscapes change, trees vanishing, rivers dwindling, and summers becoming searing reminders of a warming planet. It was a slow erosion, barely noticeable until the balance tipped. The moment of reckoning came for me, watching a documentary on a once vibrant coral reef. What had been a thriving underwater city of color and life had transformed into a ghostly, bleached graveyard. It was devastating and deeply personal, a stark reminder of what we stand to lose if we continue on this path. That documentary became a catalyst, compelling me to explore not only the science of climate change, but also the solutions that could restore hope and balance to our world. The power of collective action. The challenge of reversing climate change may seem insurmountable, but history has shown us the transformative power of human ingenuity and cooperation. From eradicating diseases to landing on the moon, we have proven that when humanity unites behind a common goal, the impossible becomes achievable. Reversing climate change is not just an environmental mission, it is a moral imperative. It is an opportunity to redefine our relationship with the planet, to shift from a mindset of exploitation to one of stewardship. This is not about returning to a pristine past, but about forging a sustainable future where human progress and ecological health coexist harmoniously. A hopeful beginning. This book is not another tale of despair. It is a call to action, infused with hope and driven by solutions. While the challenges we face are immense, so too is our capacity for innovation, resilience, and change. Within these pages, you will discover pathways to heal our planet. From rethinking energy systems and restoring ecosystems to embracing technologies that pull carbon from the atmosphere and empowering communities to be agents of change. Every action, no matter how small, contributes to the greater whole. Whether you are a scientist, policymaker, activist, or concerned citizen, you have a role to play in this pivotal moment in history. Together, we can chart a course away from disaster and toward a future defined by abundance, equity, and harmony with nature. The time is now. The decisions we make today will echo across generations. This is our chance to leave a legacy of restoration and renewal. To be remembered not for the damage we caused, but for the solutions we created. The journey to reverse climate change begins here, with knowledge, determination, and an unwavering belief that we can change the trajectory of our planet. Let us embark on this journey together, not as isolated individuals, but as a global community united by a shared vision of healing and hope. The time to act is not tomorrow or next year. It is now. For the sake of our planet, our children, and all life that calls Earth home, let us answer this call with courage and conviction. The future is ours to shape. 1. The science of climate change. Understanding the greenhouse effect, nature's balance, upset. The Earth's atmosphere is an intricate tapestry of gases that serve as both a shield and a blanket. This delicate balance allows life to thrive, protecting us from the sun's harmful radiation, while trapping just enough heat to maintain a habitable climate. This natural phenomenon is known as the greenhouse effect. Without it, our planet would be an inhospitable ice ball, incapable of sustaining the ecosystems we rely upon. The greenhouse effect is driven by gases like carbon dioxide, CO2, methane, CH4, and water vapor, H2O, which absorb heat radiating from the Earth's surface and re-emit it back toward the ground. These gases act like the glass panels of a greenhouse, maintaining a stable temperature conducive to life. However, human activity, particularly since the Industrial Revolution, has dramatically amplified the concentration of these gases, disrupting this balance. As we burn fossil fuels, clear forests, and engage in industrial agriculture, we are flooding the atmosphere with CO2 and other greenhouse gases at an unprecedented rate. The result is a planetary fever, an accumulation of heat that is melting ice caps, intensifying storms, and altering ecosystems. This is not nature's greenhouse. It is one of our own making, and it threatens the stability of life as we know it. The carbon cycle, the pulse of the planet. The carbon cycle is the Earth's circulatory system, a complex web of exchanges that moves carbon between the atmosphere, oceans, land, and living organisms. In its natural state, this cycle operates with remarkable precision. Plants absorb CO2 during photosynthesis, storing it as biomass and releasing oxygen as a byproduct. Animals and microbes return CO2 to the atmosphere through respiration and decomposition. Meanwhile, carbon is stored long-term in soils, forests, and the deep ocean. Human activities have upset this ancient rhythm. By extracting and burning fossil fuels, carbon reserves locked away for millions of years, we are injecting vast amounts of CO2 into the atmosphere. Deforestation, too, has crippled the planet's ability to reabsorb this carbon, as fewer trees remain to act as natural carbon sinks. The oceans, which absorb a significant portion of atmospheric CO2, are becoming acidic, threatening marine ecosystems that form the foundation of global food chains. The carbon cycle, once a steady pulse, now races in disarray, pushing the Earth toward conditions it has not experienced for millions of years. Tipping points. The fragility of complex systems. Climate systems are not linear. They are complex, interconnected networks capable of abrupt and irreversible changes when pushed beyond critical thresholds or tipping points. Imagine a block of ice melting steadily as temperatures rise, until suddenly it collapses entirely, unable to retain its structure. Our planet faces numerous potential tipping points. The melting of Arctic sea ice reduces the Earth's ability to reflect sunlight, accelerating warming in a feedback loop. The thawing of permafrost releases vast quantities of methane, a potent greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere. The collapse of vital ecosystems, such as the Amazon rainforest or coral reefs, would irreversibly alter the climate, disrupt global weather patterns, and devastate biodiversity. These tipping points are not distant possibilities. They are alarmingly close. Each fraction of a degree in warming brings us nearer to these thresholds, underscoring the urgency of decisive action. Making science accessible, from abstract to actionable. The science of climate change, while complex, is not impenetrable. At its core, it tells a story of imbalance, a disruption in the finely tuned systems that sustain life on Earth. It is a narrative not of inevitability, but of cause and effect, one that places humanity at both the center of the problem and the heart of the solution. Understanding the greenhouse effect, the carbon cycle, and tipping points is not merely an academic exercise. It is a call to recognize our role in this unfolding crisis and to act with the knowledge that we can influence its trajectory. By reducing emissions, restoring ecosystems, and rethinking our relationship with the planet, we can restore balance to these systems. The science of climate change is not a distant warning from the ivory tower. It is a map pointing us toward the actions necessary to heal our planet. To ignore it is to forsake not only the environment, but also the future of humanity itself. To embrace it is to step into a role of stewardship, armed with the understanding that the solutions are within our reach. The question is no longer if we can act, but whether we will act in time.